The following sermon was preached at Selma Community Church, a church in Jefferson City that exists to build communities of transformed disciples who live for the glory of God by connecting people to Christ and community. For more information, you can find it at www.somajc.org.
Hey guys, I'm so glad that you've been able to sing with us. Kids, I hope you enjoyed that story. It's really, really cool to see how Jesus is the light of the world. But I want to talk to the adults for a little bit. Kids, why don't you stay right here because I think you can learn something from this also. Now, I'm going to be in Matthew chapter 5. If you have a Bible or maybe a phone app, you can go to Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to start in verse 14. And I really want to just spend some time talking about the same thing we've been going over and over tonight. So let me pray. And then we're going to get in how we know the baby's proof. We bow your heads? Father God, I thank you so much that when you wanted us to know everything about you, you sent your son to this earth so that we can learn about you. Father, I thank you so much that we've learned so much about him over these years, and for the rest of eternity that we spend with you, we will learn more and more. Father, I ask that not just the baby be proof in our life, but our lives be proof of your goodness and mercy to us. And even as we get into the season, and even as we open these presents tomorrow, I ask that you continue to help us focus on you, and you alone is the reason that we do it all. We ask this in your precious, holy, and matchless name. And all God's saints would say, amen. Thank you for doing that. Now, grab your Bibles again. Turn to Matthew chapter 14. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 5. We're going to start in verse 14. And the word says this. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. It also gives light in all of the house. You know, this is kind of a cool passage, I think. The reason I think it's a cool passage is because it's one of many passages where Jesus talks and he mentions the idea of light. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you another one. It says this. In John chapter 3, verse 19, it says this. And this is the judgment. Light has come into the world and people have loved darkness rather than light because of their works for evil. For everyone does wicked things, hates light, and does not come to the light, lest the work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light so that it may be clearly seen and his works have been carried out in God. Or in 1 John chapter 1, it says this, but if we walk in the light as he who is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If you haven't caught the theme from the story or from what I've said so far, tonight I want to talk to you about the properties of light. Most people will agree that this is common sense. And my hope is that you'll leave with a better understanding of what light is in Scripture. I want to give you three examples, and I'll get out of your way. I really will. Number one, first, light reveals what is hidden in the darkness. If you come to my house, and my house is what I call lived in. It ain't clean. It's lived in. The floor and the furniture of my house look really, really good in the night. But once the light hits it, when it turns on, you'll see spots on my carpet upstairs. You'll see little places where toothpaste has fallen on the ground. You'll see dust and all the flaws in my furniture and scuffs in general. You'll see everywhere I need to clean in my household. And I'm probably doing that later on this week. But before I came to Christ, I had a very interesting experience. I used to go out with my friends to different restaurants and bars and stuff with my friends. And we would go out and spend time together and kind of laugh and talk, right? And it was funny because I would do that after my shifts where I worked as a server. And so it would be at night. And what I loved about the place I used to go back in Kansas City, it's my home where I grew up, is I would go and I'd get a hamburger. I'd love to get these hamburgers. They'd be griddled on this grill that had been there forever, had a nice patina on it. I'd get this melted cheese, had just the right amount of grease. You know what I'm talking about, parents. Just the right amount of grease to get this thick slice of beef and meat together, and it came on a buttered bun. I'm just getting hungry thinking about it. It was just fantastic. I loved it, and I would frequent this place constantly. They had so many things, but after I came to Christ, instead of getting alcohol, I would just get a lemonade, but I'd still get that same fatty, amazing burger. It's probably the reason I got to this size now, right? Is I would love these things. I remember one Saturday after I came to Christ and I started talking to some of my small group members, and I had been bragging about this restaurant. If you know me, I love local holes in the walls. I bragged to my friends. They said, let's go. And so we went on a Saturday afternoon. We went out together. We went to this place and we walked in the door. And I remember when I walked in, all of a sudden it was well lit. It wasn't midnight when I usually went. It was very well lit. It was the middle of the afternoon. And I saw the owner. I knew the owner. I was like, dude, is it usually like this? He goes, yeah, it's usually like this. And so I said, okay, whatever. Let me get some cheeseburgers. My guys want to try cheeseburgers like I like to try. And as I sat there in the place, I began to notice the condition of the place. I noticed that the bar was holding on for dear life. You know those kind of holes in the wall. I noticed that when I picked up my glass, it had what looked like a ring of milk on the bottom of it, but it was just not washed well. I remember looking under the table for something and finding roaches under there. You see, what I noticed in that moment is all the things I had not seen in the darkness. Now in the middle of the day when it was light, I could see. And I was disgusted. I got my burger and honestly, I couldn't really eat it. I looked back in the kitchen one time when the door opened and it looked horrific back there. I couldn't stomach what I was about to eat. I didn't know what to do. And see, in darkness, I had noticed nothing, but in the light, it had revealed everything, including the filth of that place. So I politely paid my bill, paid for my friends, and honestly, I haven't returned since. Had anything changed from those years before when I had been there in the restaurant? Had anything changed? No, not really. The light just revealed the filthy, cockroach-infested, stinking, disgusting place that I loved so much. Light revealed all of the filth. Light found when Jesus came to the world so that we might see our filth. Secondly, this. Light is also used as a standard of measure. Now, for my Star Trek-y nerds in the audience, we know that light travels at 186,000 miles per second, which is so cool. It's kind of mind-boggling to think about it. A light year is something you hear in a lot of science fiction things. You know, sci-fi movies will go, we're going to go a light year. Or in astronomy, you hear that also. It measures these immense distances around the universe. And it's a very accurate measure because light is very consistent. I remember when I was younger and I fell sick. I remember staying at home, and there's a couple things that we would do back in the day. I don't know if you guys do it now, but when I was younger, when you were sick, we watched The Price is Right. Every day at 10 o'clock, Bob Barker come on with the longest microphone on earth, and he would talk, and we would see the Showcase Showdown. And that was the thing. My mom would sit me on the couch, give me crackers, 7-Up, and watch the Showcase Showdown. And I love that. But a little bit later on, after I got up from my nap, sometimes I'd get up, and that's when Jerry Springer was coming about. And so I would watch Jerry Springer. And, you know, some of you guys are probably hearing the Jerry. Before it got way off the rails, I started watching that. And it was interesting because these individuals would argue, fight, backstab, betray those that were immediate family members. Like, that was a part of the show. And it's funny because I remember watching this show and just taking satisfaction, thanking God that I hadn't grown up or experienced these kind of behaviors that I witnessed on TV. I guess you could say I was using them as a measuring stick that was so low that it helped me feel better about who I was as a person. You see, we all have this tendency to look at behavior this way. But the light of the world shows us that we're not even close to perfect. Show me, listen to me right here. We are all sinners in need of a savior. That's what the light of the world is. But there's one more property of light I want you to get tonight. The third property of light I want you to get is that light can show you the way. I grew up outside of Kansas City, a place called Lansing, Kansas, and there's some rural areas back there, and I used to run with my friends, and my friends loved to play pranks on me. I wasn't as country as they were, and so they would take me out in the woods, and sometimes, before I really got good at it, they just left me. I had a friend of mine that we were both out there. There's another kid who moved in the neighborhood, and he took us way out in the woods, and he left us. Now, he left us about 6 o'clock in the evening. If you know how it works out in the summer, that's when the sun starts going down. So I'm losing light and not knowing where I am. And I'm trying to get back to the house where I'm supposed to be. I know I got to be back by the time the light turns on, but I'm not going to make it. I fell in a creek. I didn't know what's going on. I'm crying. I'm screaming for help, and he is cackling. I could hear him. And I remember it got dark. I could start seeing the stars coming out, and I'm not really sure what to do. But off in the distance, I saw a small little light. And I got to admit, I'm terrified at this point. I'm in the middle of the woods. I don't know which way to go. Every sound I hear, I think it's coming out to kill me. I don't know what's going on, right? I'm just deathly scared. I'm thinking there's a madman or a bear behind every tree I turn around, right? But I see this light, so I focus on this light. And my friend and I, TJ, he focused on this light. And after we stopped crying, we kind of got composed and we started moving towards it. And finally, after what seemed like hours, I mean hours, we came out of the edge of the woods to his father's house. Literally right behind his father's house. We didn't walk or we didn't run. We were honestly so shaken, we just got there. And when we got there, what we found in the backyard was our friend sitting with his dad and his uncle, and he was laughing. He was laughing at us. So I looked at his dad, and I looked at his uncle, and with tears falling out of my face, I told him what he had just done to us. And I am pleased to say, I know we don't do this anymore, but he caught what we called an old-fashioned whooping. He caught an old-fashioned whooping. He had to go cut himself a branch off the tree, and they got his behind. Justice came down swiftly in that moment and harshly in that moment. And I felt so much better after what had happened to me. But would we never have found our way back out of that dark place if we did not focus on that light? We never would have found our way out of the woods if we didn't focus on that life. That window in that house had led the way for us for, seems like forever, to get back to where we need to get. The light of Jesus can do the same for you tonight. John 14 and 6 says this. Jesus said to them, "I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father but by me." Through Jesus Christ, the light of the world, we have a path to follow. He is our light. Like him, and like when I went, used to go back to that restaurant, the light will show you not just the way, but it will show you the filth that is in your life. The light will say, this is how you need to be measured up. You need to be measured against Jesus, not others. The light will show you the way to get to safety, heaven, so you can be at home with your Father, the one who made you. You see, if you haven't received Jesus, if you don't follow him as Lord, if he's not the Lord of your life, then tonight is the night to do that, to begin to follow that light. And to follow him, there's a very simple prayer that you can pray. A very simple thing you can do right here and now so that your Christmas will be the best Christmas ever, because that will be the present you need to open. And for some of us as believers, we just need to refocus our eyes and our hearts and our minds on that light. By the way, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads, close your eyes, and let's pray. If you want to receive Christ, repeat after me. Holy Father, thank you that you are the light, that you have exposed my sin, that you are my measurement for truth, and that you show me the way. Guide me towards you for your glory and my joy. Cleanse me of my sin and give me strength to run to you. We ask this in your precious name. And will you join me in saying it? Amen.
Thank you for listening to the audio of Soma Community Church located in Jefferson City. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way without express written permission. For more information about Soma, please visit us at www.somajc.org.